LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump did not give a reason for firing the nation's top military official, but ABC's Rachel Scott says
Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, said as recently as November that he wanted to see C.Q. Brown gone, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. This is a reversal, though. Trump nominated C.Q. Brown to be the chief of staff for the Air Force back in 2020. Hegseth, though, questioning whether or not he even got his job simply because he is a black man.
Today, the president.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker, and it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Book it! Oh my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, welcome to our Badgers pregame show. An early start today as Greg Gard's team will host the Oregon Ducks. Wisconsin has won five straight and 13 of the last 15. Oregon began the year 15-2 with resume wins against teams such as Texas A&M and Alabama. They went through a losing skid, but they appear to have righted the ship as the Ducks have won their last three games. It's a very talented group. Coming into Madison for the first time in a regular season game since 1988. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. A big game, a special day, as the Badgers honor the 2000 Final Four team. Many of those who took part of that magical run will be in attendance here today. Stay with us. We'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Badgers pregame show. We are joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, you had been recording Greg Gard's radio show on Thursday night. They are running out of superlatives here for John Tonjay. Other than the, and it's more of a statement than a question, he has earned the right now to at least be considered for Big Ten Conference Player of the Year. Braden Smith is terrific. He does everything, scores, distributes, gets his steals, all of that. But I think it's fair to say that Tonjay at least now is in the discussion, and seriously so, with five Big Ten regular season games remaining.
Absolutely. He's coming off back-to-back 30-point games. And if you want to make a direct comparison, I know that's not fair because Wisconsin and Purdue play a lot of games that aren't just against each other. But look at what Tonjay did in that matchup to lead the Badgers to a win. And Braden Smith, a tremendous player, had 12 assists, went 2-for-10 from the field, really struggled offensively. And most of those assists that he had came in the first half. But yeah, John, to me, is really the transfer portal story of the college basketball season, because we just didn't know what to expect from him. And he is a true three-level scorer. He strikes me as the kind of guy who, if you're attempting to defend him, he is impossible to guard because he can get a shot off from three. We saw it in that Purdue game. He went behind the back. He got fouled on a three, buried the shot. It's so demoralizing, but he's strong enough to get into the lane, and he's experienced enough not to panic when there's traffic. So he's truly special, and if he can keep this rolling the rest of the regular season, absolutely, I think he very well could end up as Big Ten Player of the Year.
Another guy who gets in, not the conversation for Player of the Year, but is in conversations again, is Stephen Crowell. He had 20 points in the game against Illinois. Greg Gard will maintain that, you know, when he didn't get a rebound against Illinois, the much publicized, how does that happen, quote comes out. But it seems like he's been pretty solid. He'll get his rebounds. Some games he's only going to score 3, 4, 5 points. But Gard talks about the other things that Crowell does to affect winning. You along with that, I mean, yeah, it'd be great if he scored 15 points on a regular basis, but he does a lot of other things really well.
Yeah, if you look at his stat line against Illinois in the last matchup, certainly the 20 points stand out, but he got 7 rebounds. To me, the number that stands out is 5 assists and 1 turnover. He's always been an excellent passing big man. He also got you a couple of steals, so he can impact the game in a variety of ways. And while this season may not, from a scoring perspective, be going the way that he wants it to, Wisconsin is able to overcome a point deficiency on his end because of the number of other scorers they have. But he is so impactful, and also what he can do defensively to alter shots, to be a load in the middle. So yeah, he's going to be critical to Wisconsin's postseason success.
One thing we've seen in college basketball, we saw it a couple of nights ago in the Big Ten, if you're not ready, you could not only lose, but be embarrassed. And I'm thinking specifically of Ohio State against a depleted Northwestern team. Ohio State gets blitzed. I would imagine if you're a Wisconsin player, Badgers are rolling right now. They're on a path for a pretty good seed in the tournament. But that's a pretty good warning flag, isn't it? I mean, as well as they're playing, Oregon's a good team. Their best is really good. I would imagine that would keep this Wisconsin team on high alert for this game and moving forward.
I would think so. Oregon comes into this game 500 in Big Ten play, but not all that long ago, they were a top 25 team. They opened the season 9-0, and they certainly have the talent. So if Wisconsin wants to get where it wants to go, potentially, because this is the other thing that's wild to me, Matt, they are a legitimate Big Ten regular season, at least co-champion contender, as long as they can keep winning. But you have to be able to hold serve at home in matchups like this to put yourself in that position. So I thought Nolan Winter put it pretty well when he was talking after the last game about this, taking it one game at a time and every game is the Super Bowl. And that may all sound cliche, but that's also the type of approach you have to not allow yourself to look ahead and get lost in what you need to do right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me, too. I was talking with Gard about this. The game against Illinois, it seemed like the first half was kind of herky-jerky. They didn't seem like they were playing great. They had 47 points. They end up with 95. They're honoring a team that in 2000 that averaged not quite 60 points a game, went to the Final Four, different era, different time, magical run. Is it easy for people to start taking this for granted that they're going to, with regularity, score 85, 90 points, which probably appreciate what they're doing right now?
Yeah, I sure hope people don't take this for granted, because any of us who have been around the program for years and certainly decades know that this is not the norm. It may be the standard now in college basketball, but the way Wisconsin has been able to adapt to where college basketball has gone, it's phenomenal. And even the second half against Purdue, they're locked in a really close game. That's a tremendously difficult atmosphere. The Badgers dropped 58 points in the second half against Purdue to win that thing and handily in the end, really. So it's so fun to watch, and certainly like to see the Badgers keep this thing rolling.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stick around when we continue. We'll take a little trip down memory lane with Kirk Penny, who was a member of that 2000 Final Four Badgers team that's being recognized here today. Coming up next on our Badger Spotlight, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pre-game coverage continues with our Badgers Spotlights. Little trip down memory lane with assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny, on a day where the 2000 Final Four team is honored again, 25 years after that magical run. Kirk Penny was a freshman, and I asked him what he thinks about when you bring up that season.
When I go back that far, and I'm sitting in the Kohl Center right now, one of the first things I remember is arriving here and how sparkling this place was and how beautiful it was. And I'd come from New Zealand, and I was, like, just in awe that I might be able to play here. That was probably my first feelings. And then meeting the guys, Mike Kelly, Andy Kalski, Dwayne, Mark Bershaw, all the John Bryant. I mean, just a great group of guys. And I thought that class was quite a big class. I think five or six players, Maurice Linton as well. They were really good buddies, and they were really tight. And I felt like coming into it, I was like, oh, man, what a cool class. And I think that group, you know, really, you know, bound so together. They were such a team. And that was, you know, such a big reason for our success. You know, I think Coach Bennett, Dick Bennett at the time, you know, really, I mean, was a bit of a, you know, master, obviously, defensively. And we became such a strong defensive unit. It was very, very difficult to score in practice, which made it very, very difficult for us to be scored on in games. I mean, there were days where, you know, I had Mike Kelly guarding me, and I'm trying to come out turnouts and block a mover, and he's just running through the gap every time. I can't even get two hands on the ball. He was so good at it. And, yeah, obviously, you know, what we were able to do that season was very, very special. And every round we progressed, just the excitement just was just wilder and wilder. And what a fond memory, and what a great first year in the U.S. of A.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember Mike Kelly talked about this a few years ago when they honored him for the 20-year anniversary. And it's easy to forget this, you know, with the magical run, but it wasn't all roses. You know, at one point, you guys were 5-8 in the Big Ten. There were bumps, but maybe that bond that you talked about, that helped everybody fight through the rough patches and end up the way this team ended up that year?
Well, yeah, I believe. I mean, when you've played long enough or coached long enough, you know that adversity, when it comes, it is how you deal with it. And that's where the gift lies. And if you deal with it well, then there's something special down the road for you. And I think with that group and other groups I played on here, we did start the year with a little bit of adversity and went through some things. And I think also in the Big Ten schedule, you know, in the conference schedule, it can't be mistaken that depending on when you play teams really affects your record at different points of time. If you do play a lot of really good teams early, your record might be poor, but you're a good team. And if you play, you know, maybe teams that are in the lower tier of the Big Ten that particular year, you might look really good early but not be good late. But I think, you know, we did really grow as a team that year. I think we were an 8 seed going into that tournament, which is very much, you know, middle of the pack. But we played a brand of basketball which was so difficult to play against. And, you know, for the teams that saw us in the Big Ten, they were a little bit familiar with it. But when you played against a team of talent, like the Arizona team that year, like the LSU team that year, you really felt like at halftime you had them, because heads were dropped. You know, they weren't going to hit their averages, that's for sure. You know, and scoring 6 points at half against us was a pretty good effort, but they didn't know that. They were used to 16 at the half. So, you know, it was really difficult to score on us, and the pack was being played at such a high level. And we knew, I think, you know, we're playing against these talented teams, and I think I was the only professional to come from that team, the only player to go on and play professionally. So I think the guys had a real awareness of what we needed to do to win, and what we had to defend.
You mentioned the frustration. The one that I remember, maybe I have selective memory 25 years later, of a team that was, you said it was hard in practice to score against, you know, the Mike Kellys of the world. That LSU game to me in the Sweet 16, I mean, those guys, they were barking at each other in the first half of that game. I mean, was that, of all the games, was that the one that maybe stood out, like, for you guys who lived it, like, well, we've got this other team really frustrated?
I think in that particular run, every round had amazing merit. Like, I can't say that one stands out above beating Purdue in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Like, that was an amazing moment. To beat Arizona, who was just stacked that year, I mean, that was an amazing moment. So I felt like every round had a different story, and we were very much the underdog, and we were able to find a way and break through, you know. And the Big Ten was just so strong that year. I mean, that's the last year that a Big Ten team won a national championship.
Yep.
You know, and then to have Purdue and us to go to the Final Four, then two Big Ten teams in the Final Four, and one of us won it. I mean, it was a year where really good defense survived, because you look at, you know, Tom Izzo, Gene Keady, and Dick Bennett. This three passionate defensive coaches.
That's Kirk Penny, Badgers special assistant to the head coach and member of that 2000 Final Four Wisconsin basketball team. We'll take a break. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Well, pregame coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers and the Oregon Ducks. Ducks and Badgers meeting in a regular season game for the first time since 1990. When the Badgers made a trip to Eugene, Oregon. Jay Peters with a buzzer beater to beat the Ducks on that night. First time Oregon's been to Madison since 1988, so it's been a minute. And we'll get into Oregon a bit more here because they're playing some really good basketball, but so are the Badgers, as joined now by Brian Butch. I know Illinois is going through injuries, illness, so on and so forth, but as we talked about the other night, if you're Wisconsin, it's not your problem. Just go about playing the game. And what was weird, Butchie, and it just shows you how this team continues to evolve. We both in the first half go, man, they're not playing great. They had 47 points.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, it is. Offensively, the way that they move the ball, the way that they share the ball, people talk about, okay, the new offensive system. And I think Greg said this a couple of times. It doesn't matter what system it is. But when you share it and you move it and you play together, now all of a sudden, offensively, your efficiency numbers go up. And that's what we've seen. Now, yes, they are playing faster. They're playing together. They're looking a little bit more for a little bit more analytics into it. Shoot some more threes. Get rid of some of those mid-ranges, obviously, which is one of the things. But here's the key. More than anything, they've got really good players.
It always helps.
We can talk about whatever system you want, but nobody saw John Donjay doing what he's doing. John Blackwell doing what he's doing. We all thought that John would take the next step like he has. We thought Nolan would take the next step like he has. But you've got Max Klesman. You've got Steve Kroll. You've got all these guys. They're really good.
It was interesting, too. We heard the interview with Kirk Penny a few minutes ago. We're going to play an extended version of that on Greg's radio show coming up on Monday. But we talk about who the Badgers lost last year. Tyler Wall, obviously, graduation, others to the portal. Kirk, without me even bringing it up, said, we had pretty good retention. He mentioned the 9 or 10 guys who were here. Now, Tanjay is an exception, and the way he has gone off this season has been crazy. But Kirk's point was the longer you're in this system, the more you understand it. As this system evolves, it's a lot different. You ask Carter Gilmore, Steven Crowell, those guys, ooh, this is a little different animal than when we first got here. But the more you're in it, the better you're going to be with it. So good players plus the veteran guys, they've had a lot of reps in it now.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing that you look at with it is overall, they understand it, they're there, and the retention is the most important piece to this because they understand how to play together. They understand where they're going to go, how they're going to move, what they're going to do. And that to me is, yes, we know the names that left. But if you look at the percentage that they had coming back, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And understanding roles. And I think that's the biggest thing. You're always going to have to add pieces. But a lot of the guys that came back, they know what their roles were. You don't have to tell them what their roles. They knew what they were. And I think Carter Gilmore, great example. He knew he was going to be a role bench player. Well, he's excelled in that role. He hasn't tried to do more than that. He's done that. He's excelled in it. And he goes ahead and he plays his game. And that's, you know, again, you know what you're going to get when you're in that situation.
And somebody like Kamari McGee.
Absolutely,
who's
yes.
a definite sixth man of the year candidate in the Big Ten Conference. Jack Janicki, redshirt freshman, a preferred walk-on.
Yep.
Who's playing in a lot of these games. In the 11-point game last Saturday, that stands out, the 9 against Arizona. But I just remember early in the year when talking with Greg Gard about this, is like they get Jack on the floor because he's where he's supposed to be.
Correct.
Very high basketball IQ.
Yep.
And that never hurts. Now, on the flip side, you got the Oregon Ducks. We've got about a minute or so left in this segment. A team that started really hot, cooled off. Now, Butchie, it looks like it's rounding back into form. And if you're Dana Altman, you're saying this is pretty good timing to start playing some of your best ball again.
And Dana Altman has done that a whole bunch with timing-wise. His teams always play better towards the back end of the season. That's what it is. It's been a roller coaster. They, like you said, played extremely well early in the season, had a little stretch there where they just didn't guard it. Let's just be honest. That's what it is. They gave up, I think it was 107 to Illinois, whatever the number was. It was ridiculous. Watching that, we all looked at it and said, what in the world are they doing? How many are they giving up? And then all of a sudden, they have been playing much better basketball here of recent.
Yep, coming off a win in Iowa City, 80-78, part of this winning streak. Home court wins against Northwestern and Rutgers, and the losses before that, and that tough road trip to the state of Michigan, losing to the Wolverines by just 4, and then losing by a dozen to Michigan State. But the Ducks come in 8-8 and 19-8 overall. We'll take a break. More of our pregame coverage at the Kohl Center coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We
are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back at the Kohl Center in Madison, our pregame coverage continues. The Badgers and the Oregon Ducks alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. We've been able to say this for a while. Butchie should be a fun one, kind of a crutch line here. But it's absolutely a big one as this Big Ten race get a little snug with Michigan losing last night. Just a game in the loss column separating Wisconsin from the co-leaders of this league, just like everybody apparently predicted back in the preseason, right?
Correct, exactly. Number 12. By the way, that's where they were projected. Now, I will say, when you look at what this team has done and how they've gone about it, the approach, like it's that mindset. That being said, now, and you look at KenPom, you know, yesterday after you look at Michigan State's win, Michigan State's projected to go 15-5. Michigan's projected to go 15-5. Wisconsin's projected to go 15-5. That'd be a three-way tie for the Big Ten. Okay, so like you know where you're at, and as a player, all those guys had eyes on that game last night.
They know
because I lived it. Like we were in every single season, we were in a Big Ten title race at this time of the year I played. So there were eyes all over every single night, and what that does is it dials you in as a player. And I think that's the thing that this group, and if you're Greg and staff, you don't have to worry about the focus of these guys. Now, if you're not playing for it, some of these games, you know, you lose because you're not dialed in the way you should be dialed in. This group, they know what's at stake. Like, they know that if they drop one, they're probably not going to win a Big Ten title. If they keep doing as far as a one they should, right? Yep. Like that Michigan State one, we know that that's a tough one. It might go either way. But this is a game, you can't drop it. Yep. They know it. Doesn't mean that they might not drop it, but like the focus, the attention, all that will be there.
And as for Oregon, they're 8-8 in the Big Ten, 19-8 overall, still trying to get that resume going. They got big-time resume wins, make no mistake. But in the case of Dana Altman's team, trying to solidify their status of being NCAA worthy. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll get to today's game, the latest in a series of big games with the Oregon Ducks in town, but also a day where the 2000 Final Four team is being recognized. It's fun that we can do this. Did it 5 years ago, and now 25 years after their magical run, a lot of those guys are here. You had a chance to visit with some of them yesterday, right?
Yeah, 25 years. Time flies, I guess. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago when I watched those guys. But, yeah, we had a handful of them or more at practice yesterday afternoon, and then a few stayed around to socialize last night for a little bit, and then obviously quite a few of them along with the guys that were here last night back in here today for the game.
I always laugh when I see Mike Kelly, and this is a compliment because he's had a lot of these games, you know, to this day. He still looks like he's in college. It's kind of disgusting.
It is, and I almost put him in some defensive drills, but you know, probably in today's rules, he'd fall out quick. Can't get away with what you used to be able to do. But, no, it's great to see, you know, all these guys back here. They've been great supporters of the program. Obviously, they're all busy right now with kids and coaching their own kids and all over the place. So, but they're excited to come back, and they love the way this team is playing right now. And, you know, get a chance to see our new weight room, new offices, you know, so things that they've helped put the foundation in place to help get us where we are now.
We've talked about this many times, including this week on your radio show. I mean, it's great to honor teams that reached an incredible level of success, but the whole experience here is about so much more than that. I would imagine a lot of laughs with those guys when they get together, just like teams in later years, Platteville teams, UWM teams. It's a big part of this whole package.
It is. And, you know, the further removed you get from it, the more the stories grow. The stories were flying last night a little bit. They, you know, as you're 25 years out, you can share cold hard truths about Coach Bennett and what they really heard and saw. So there was a lot of laughs going on last night. It was great. And obviously, they're all excited to be back here today.
Funny how that works. In the moment, not so fun. Later years, you can chuckle about it, and everybody is friends now. And obviously, great memories, and I'm sure it'll be that way for fans when they see these guys at the Kohl Center today. We'll take a break. We'll talk about today's game, the Badgers and the Oregon Ducks. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Using Airs, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Using Airs products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season.
Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tonje, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard, as we mentioned on your radio show, Oregon. We know what their Big Ten record is. We also know they were 15-2 to start the year. Wins against Alabama, A&M, San Diego State. Looks like they're kind of rounded back in the form now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, most teams go through, you know, we went through a three-game skid. They went through a five-game skid, but they played really tough teams. Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State during that stretch. But, you know, I think they are. You watch, like we talked about earlier in the week, you just watch a little bit of film on them and you can tell. And they're very talented. You can see how they would have started out 14-1, 15-2. You know, and I think they're starting to made a tweak in the starting lineup, you know, three, 4 games ago. And a lot of talent, a physical team, and obviously and have a lot of pieces. Guard plays really good. Biddle inside is a really good player. So we're going to have our hands full today.
You mentioned Barthelemy is a guy who's in their lineup now. Keyshawn Barthelemy, Nate Biddle is... He seems like a pretty versatile player. If you were to describe him, would that be accurate?
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, shoot threes, gets it off quick, and obviously at 7 feet, 7'1", and long arms, it's hard to get to. And then, obviously, with the guard play, and they use Biddle in the post, too, some. But, you know, it's just, like I said, a very well-put-together team. You can tell point guard play from Shelstead is really good. Been really impressed with him. TJ Bamba on the wing is a powerful, explosive athlete. Like I said, and then they've been able to get good complementary play off the bench.
You guys are playing some pretty good basketball yourself right now. What's pleasing you the most about how your guys are winning games right now?
I think just how we've been unfazed, you know, regardless of runs in games, and they know how to, I don't want to say they're on autopilot, but they self-correct really fast, and that's always good. When you have a player-led team, it's always better than a coach-led team, and they really have taken ownership and grabbed this thing by the steering wheel, and they're just excited to play and excited. They know today's, you know, they're all big. They know we got, like I said, we've talked many times about how good Oregon is, and we're going to play really well today.
That's the thing about this team. They see they're embracing, obviously, as you guys continue to win, there's more and more attention. They seem to be embracing that, but they also know this is about getting on the court, getting good work in at practice, and they embrace all of that, too.
They do. They do. They practice well. You know, I don't have to coach effort with this group, and you know, we went real short yesterday because we were sharp, and, you know, get here, we are late February. You know, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. So get in, get some good work done, get out, get ready to go.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Our pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Oregon here today at the Kohl Center. Time for our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Last night in Ann Arbor, Michigan State defeated Michigan 75-62. They'll meet each other again at the end of the regular season. Butchie, you and I were talking. Part of the book on Michigan State this year is that they're getting it done without great star power. I think they've got one, and I know you agree. They've got one on a path to be a star, Jace Richardson. He played like one last night.
Well, he did. It's funny because I look at just in general how, you know, the evolution has come. Like with freshmen, you see how that plays out. I was looking through my preseason notes, and I'm like, who's going to be the superstar? And I have circled Richardson, not knowing what the development would be, but just understanding he's got the body, he's got the feel, he's got the pedigree from his dad, just understanding what the expectations are, how you handle that, and you just look at the growth. I mean, there was some really good games there that he's had that's built up to it, but last night, I mean, he played out of this world. I mean, ridiculous.
The other thing they were doing last night, they're not a team that shoots a lot of threes to begin with, and they don't shoot at a high percentage. They were 9 of 22 last night. That's pretty good. And if that becomes part of a bigger part of the arsenal, look out.
Well, you look, I mean, we know Tom Izzo. We know what he's done. But, I mean, to me, the way they're built, that's a Final Four team, especially if they start making threes like we talked about.
All right. It's just one loss now separating Wisconsin from Michigan and Michigan State after yesterday's result. Later on today in the Big Ten, you got Penn State at Minnesota. Washington is at Iowa. Duke and Illinois will play tonight in Madison Square Garden, one of those made-for-TV later-season non-conference games for the Illini and the Blue Devils. That's a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get you the keys to today's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badgers and the Ducks today at the Kohl Center. Time for Butchie's keys to the game.
First thing that you look at is, for me, transition defense. I think they've got to lock in, make sure they don't give up easy baskets on the transition end for Oregon. Next thing, not number-based, but ball screen defense. This Oregon team is a team that's going to work middle of the floor, have the ball screen. How are you guarding that action, and are you consistent for long enough? There might be some lapses, but are you consistent long enough to be able to handle that? And then the last part to me, and I think a huge part of overall, rebounding. You can't give Oregon any belief that they can win this game.
And the Ducks in the last couple of games have hit the offensive glass a little bit better than what maybe the season's worth.
Based on their numbers, absolutely. Yes, especially the last three.
Yep, Ducks come into town having won three straight. The Badgers have won five in a row. Those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody is up, both sides. Clean bill of health for both the Badgers and the Ducks here for today's game. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for Oregon, Dana Altman in year 15 and Eugene, year 36 overall. The guy just flat out wins. A three-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year, Altman has won 364 times as the coach of the Oregon Ducks. His starting lineup, front line, Brandon Angel, transfer out of Stanford, 6'9 senior from San Diego, 9.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Nate Biddle, a 7-foot senior, Central Point, Oregon, 13 points, 7 rebounds, blocks a couple of shots per game. In the backcourt, Keyshawn Barthelemy, starting his seventh straight game, 6'1 senior from Montreal, transfer from Colorado, averaging 9.7 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. TJ Bamba, 6'5 senior from the Bronx, New York, was at Villanova last year, Washington State for 3 years prior to that. He's averaging better than 10 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. And Jackson Shellstad, rounding out the starting five for Oregon, 6-foot sophomore out of West Lynn, Oregon, 13 points, 3 boards, 2.7 assists. For the Badgers, same five as usual. Steven Crowd, Nolan Winter on the front line. John Tanjay averages 25 points a game over his last eight. In the backcourt, he is joined by Max Klesman and John Blackwell. And those are your starting lineups for today's game. The Badgers lead this series all time, 6-3. The last four meetings have been in the postseason. Three NCAA tournament games and a couple of years ago out in Eugene in the NIT. They meet today in a big regular season game in Madison. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or Choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Morning from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Zach Ottman back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball on a day the 2000 Final Four team is recognized. This year's group in the latest big game. The Badgers have won 5 in a row, 13 out of 15, and they are in the thick of the chase for the Big Ten Championship. They host the Oregon Ducks. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the final four guys just introduced moments ago, and yeah, Mike Kelly just stole the ball and had a layup.
He
and
sure
won.
Did.
So Dick Bennett getting a roar from this crowd, all the guys part of that team. And now we will send it onto the floor for the playing of our national anthem. It's always fun when you can recognize greatness in that 2000 Badger team did something extra great 25 years ago. Now our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Early game doesn't matter. Most of the chairs are occupied, and why not? Everyone loves a winner, and the Badgers are playing some serious winning basketball here this season. A preseason pick to finish 12th, and now here they are on February 22nd in the thick of the chase. Still one quarter of the Big Ten regular season to be played. Five games to go with this game one of that stretch. But as we've mentioned, Butchie, many times, we've been able to say that here recently, they have earned the opportunity to play on these stages as they get a little bigger. And